Read an article in the paper yesterday, in the West Australian there, written by Bethany Hyatt, and it was really jumped off the page at me. A young mother took her son across to Canada to help with his learning difficulties. That mother joins us now. Her name is Christina Broad. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Peter.
So tell me about your son. What sort of learning difficulties was he experiencing?
Well, Marcus was diagnosed with a severe speech and language impairment, which meant, particularly when it came to literacy, he just had a real struggle as far as being able to read, mm-hmm. to write, and to retain information. So when it came to school, it was a real challenge. Yet, on the other hand, you know, he was a real bright spark.
Yeah.
He was very gifted at drawing, putting together 3D models. You could have a fascinating conversation with him because he's very quick-witted and he's quick to catch on to things. So it was very confronting because
yeah.
on the one hand you had someone who just couldn't get through the school system, yet on the other hand you knew he had intelligence.
So how did it make Marcus and yourself feel when the previous school suggested he should switch to an easier curriculum?
He was devastated,
yeah.
honestly. It broke his heart, and that was like the turning point for him and for me, because I thought, you know, when he looked at the curriculum and I looked at the curriculum and he said, is this all they think I can do? And I said, well, you know, it seems so. And he was, he was totally devastated. So I thought, well, I have to do something about this. I sort of, up to that point in time, honestly, we had tried everything in purpose
yeah.
as far as changing schools, doing different therapies, getting different medical assessments and advice. But, you know, nothing really changed.
Yeah.
Yet I sort of felt he's intelligent.
Mm. So you made the decision, Christina, to pack up and move to Canada for 2 years. Why did you make that decision? Why Canada?
Well, Canada, firstly, I was given the book, The Brain That Changes Itself, and in chapter 2 of Norman Deutsch's book, it mentions Barbara Arrowsmith's program and that it's been going for over 30 years. It's, you know, in Canada and US, you know, over 40 schools. It's been accredited. And that there was, at that stage, 27 Aussie families in Vancouver. And I thought, well, and, you know, I had been in touch online with some of those families and the feedback was extremely positive. And, you know, they said life-changing. And I thought, well, it's life-changing for their kids and their profiles are not dissimilar, then I have to give this a go.
Okay, so you're talking, of course, about the Arrowsmith program, which is prevalent in Canada. Tell us a bit about the Arrowsmith program. How is it different to what you'd experienced before?
Well, the program is very different from the normal school education curriculum because all the units are cognitive units. By that I mean they target specific learning areas in the brain that, you know, may need a kickstart in to get into motion and start working correctly. So, you know, Barbara has recognised there's 19 cognitive areas in the brain for academic success. So you could have subjects, I suppose, like brokers, you know, and the brokers areas targets, you know, words, phonics, rhythm, intonation mm-hmm. and speech, mm-hmm. or like her, you know, her clocks unit, which is known as symbol rec.
Yeah.
And that's all about understanding maths, reasoning and comprehension and trying to understand the concepts between relation and relationships. And the flow on for
yeah.
that is, you know, it does go through to the learning in the academic as far as, you know, reading, writing, maths, or whatever other sort of issues you might be having with slow processing
yeah.
Or working memory, because that was a big issue for Marcus as well. His working memory was very poor.
Okay.
So she's able to, through assessment, target whether those areas, you know, are below average or very severe or maybe mild, because the aim is to get the student to the average for their developmental age so that they can experience academic success and obviously, you know, succeed in life as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, I'm talking to Christina Broad, who took her son to Canada to experience the Arrowsmith program. What benefits has your son Marcus seen since returning from Canada, Christina?
Oh, look, like Marcus said in the paper, it's been massive for him, and it's just been wonderful for us because he's come back with a new self-belief, a can-do attitude. He's actually becoming an independent learner, so he feels empowered. He now has the foundations in reading, writing, and his comprehension has improved a lot. So he's a lot more fluent in his reading.
Yep.
And he's able to comprehend the information he's reading much more quickly, where he wasn't before. And he's actually, you know, getting correct answers to information that he's reading. And his grammar and sentence structure and spelling, which was very poor, has improved. So he's able to put together sentences and paragraphs now. So, you know, he feels he's making huge steps in the right direction, given up to the time he left. He wasn't able to do that. He feels he's got the foundations now to be able to learn and work on that and grow with that and move forward in his life. And he feels that he can tackle the work himself.
That's terrific. Yeah, I'm really pleased to hear that, Christina. Obviously, it was a really courageous decision for you and Marcus to move over to Canada. Can I ask just a final question? How about life in Canada? Did you and Marcus enjoy it? Was it very different from here in Western Australia?
As far as the culture, I don't think so. I think the Canadians get our sense of humour, which is great. And in fact, I think we've got a lot in common. As far as the weather, I miss the blue skies, but the snow was beautiful. The rain, constant rain, wasn't so good, but the people are wonderful. They're very friendly. Mm. They're very outgoing. Marcus enjoyed the diversity of cultures and food. And Vancouver is a pretty energetic, vibrant place. There's always something going on. So as far as that, it was very stimulating.
Yeah. Terrific. Thanks very much for sharing your story this afternoon with us, Christina.
Okay, you're very welcome, and thank you for your time.